In order for a person to move from the perspective of Olam HaZeh, which the Gemara tells in Maseches Pesachim, we have two brachas that relate to different events that can occur. Adayin HaEmes for something that's negative or tragic. HaToyv HaMeitiv for things that are positive, which we celebrate. In order to move from that kind of perspective to the perspective of Olam HaBa, where all a person makes is HaToyv HaMeitiv, as the Gemara told us in Pesachim, we talked about it last time. And to be able to see, you know, that Kol Ma David Rachmanu L'Tav Avid, so Rabbi Nachman told us in Torah Dalet that one has to do vidui before a tzaddik. He has to confess his averus before the tzaddik. This kind of vidui that's before the tzaddik is not the vidui that we're accustomed to. The vidui that comes as the as one concretizes his process of tshuva and articulates everything that he's done. You know, the charata, the kabbalah asid, the aziva sachet, and all that. Out of order, the Aziva Sachet, the Charat, the Kabbalah Asid, which the Vidui is there to concretize, that's the Vidui of Tshuva. That's not the Vidui we're talking about here. What kind of Vidui are we talking about? It is confessing one's averus, but more in a kind of a conversation, of a person unburdening themselves to the Tzaddik, I would say almost in a kind of therapeutic way, to be able to go over, to discuss, to contemplate, to react to the different things that a person has done wrong, in a discreet fashion, in order to help the person process it and be able to reframe it and to see it in a different way. And in that sense, the role of the time, by doing so, you can move out of kind of the darkness of Olam HaZeh, where things seem very negative, to somehow see the positive, you know, I guess the silver lining of even negative things or things that a person has done wrong. And in that sense, the tzaddik is serving kind of the role of a friend. The Mishnah tells himself this obvious. That a person should make for themselves a Rebbe and acquire for themselves a friend. So the Rambam there in his Perashah Mishnayos, and that Mishnah himself itself is a Perak Aleph. So the Rambam says that there are many different kinds of friends, and he identifies different friends. You have some friends that your lives overlap with. It's just a friend of convenience. You have friends that are perhaps long-distance friends, you know, that you share experiences with or whatever. And there's lots of reasons for friendships and different kinds of models of friends. And they're all good and fine, but the Rambam, in that context, identifies or delineates a friend that's called a chaver bitochen, a friend that's like a yedid, someone you can trust, even with the person's insecurities, even with their failures. And the Rambam writes how important it is to have such a friend who won't judge you negatively. And perhaps that's why the Mishnah concludes, Havidan is called Adam, a kaf suchus, get a friend for yourself who's a chaver bitochen who will judge you positively, meaning who you share kind of failures with, insecurities or other worries and concerns and different things that come up in life, and that person will give you encouragement. That's an important friend to have. And that sounds like kind of what Rabbi Nachman here is describing. This might even be the paradigmatic friend. The Rebbe Rabunim notes that the first time a friend appears in Chumash is in Parshas Vayeshev, after Yehuda cast a deciding vote in the fate of Yosef, that he should be sold and whatever. So the appears by his side, Chira Re'eu Adulami. All of a sudden we find out he has a friend. Chira Re'eu Adulami, the Adulamite. Later on, when he gets entangled with his daughter-in-law Tamar, and he has to admit everything that he did wrong and all that whole story, all of a sudden there he is again, Chira Re'eu Adulami. So the Rebbe Rabunim knows the first time a friend appears on the scene is when problems arise in Yehuda's life. He makes a bad decision, a poor decision, with regards to Yosef, such that his brothers actually lost faith in him. Right, Vayered Yehuda Me'es Echav. His brothers criticized him. He realized he did something wrong. Clearly over here, with regards to Tamar, he admitted that which he did wrong. And that's where his friend appears. And Rabbi Abunim says, you see from here what the role of a friend is. That is the paradigmatic friend. The first time a friend appears in Chumash is when it's there to support you, when a person is down, after they made mistakes. To be able to share it with that person. The whole word, Re'ehu, his companion, is derived from the word Ra, bad. To be able to share something bad with, to share positive things and dance together with at happy occasions, that's fine. You have lots of people to do that with. But you need a chaver bitochen. You need that one friend that a person can trust. And over here, this tzaddik in the life of the person, you know, who's doing this confession, the role of the tzaddik seems to be kind of like a friend, of helping one process and reframe that which happened and to be able to see it in a more positive way. And there's an advantage to it being a tzaddik as opposed to being somebody else. We're going to get to next time one of the challenges that's before the tzaddik is in this role. But there's an advantage to it being a tzaddik. Why? Because if it's a friend, they're lav dafka religiously inclined. they might have, they might not be completely altruistic. They might have nefarious intentions. I wouldn't necessarily trust them with this kind of sensitive information. The tzaddik, hopefully, is someone one can trust, right, implicitly. But also, they're going to have a religious frame through which they'll be able to interpret that which happened. So those are two positive qualities. But lav davka doesn't have to be a tzaddik. It could be somebody else. It could be a friend. It could be a professional. Whatever it is, it's important to be able to process that kind of trauma. But there's an advantage to it being a tzaddik. I don't think Rabbi Nachman here means to say, but again, this didn't exist. The whole industry didn't exist in his time. I don't know when Freud lived vis-a-vis Rabbi Nachman, but psychotherapy. Huh? Yeah, around the same time, right? Yeah. But I don't think he's advocating that Rabbanim should serve in that this kind of diagnostic or clinical role. Even today, the Stipler writes in his letter that rabbis should be careful about engaging in this kind of, heavily involved in these things. Better to outsource it, have a Rolodex, refer it to someone who's a professional. But at the same time, in terms of religious coaching, we definitely see rebbes definitely have this role. Rosh Hashiva is less so. But rebbes definitely have this role. Person has a problem, they come, they unburden themselves to the rebbe, and the rebbe is there to reframe and help them see the positive side of it. And that's definitely a big piece. And that comes from this Torah. That's what Rabbi Nachman was talking about, is that unburdening yourself to the tzaddik, confessing to the tzaddik. It doesn't mean confessing in some sort of penance, a goyish way. And it's not the vidui of tshuva that we're accustomed to. This is working through it in the terms of a conversation. Rabbi Nachman continues, though, and he cites the pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, kind of, what are the mechanics of this? What is the tzaddik supposed to do as he's talking to you? So he cites the pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, the pasuk says, "V'atehi avoynoisam chakuka latzmoisam." Their sins were engraved on their bones. Their sins were engraved on the bones. So Rabbi Nachman explains that the sins that a person does get engraved on his bones. Why dafka the bones? Why dafka the bones? So the Zohar Kodesh explains because the atzamos are a person come mitzad the sitra de kedusha. That comes from mitzad kedusha. That's why after a person passes away, the bones remain. The bones are inherently kodesh. The basar, the gidim, that comes from sitra de tumah. That comes from mitzad the sitra achra. Okay. So the sitra de kedusha is the atzamos. So when a person performs an avera, he's affected his bones. And the letters of the avera, so to speak, get engraved on his bones. Why does it have to be letters? Because the Sefer Yetzirah writes, we know this from many Divrei Torah, that it's a Yisrael from the Sefer Yetzirah, that the building blocks of the world are the Oisius of the Torah. That's why we spend so much time on the Oisius, because the Oisius represent much more than the letters. They represent the building blocks for creation. So everything that happens in creation gets expressed through the letters somehow. So when a person does an Avera, so the letters of the Avera, so to speak, have been engraved on his bones. What is the role of the tzaddik? The role of the tzaddik is to heal those bones and rearrange the letters. There's a famous Torah from the Baal Shem Tov. It appears in the Toldasach of Yosef Parshas Noach, that the Baal Shem Tov said, when a person does an Avera, there's a Gzar Din from Shemayim, it comes down in letters. So let's say the letters are tzara, difficulty, loyalenge. Says Baal Shem Tov, what's the role of a tzaddik when he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this person should be changed from Midas Hadin to Midas HaRachmim, is to rearrange those letters. The letters exist, but rearrange them from tzara to ritzei, to be pleasing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or maybe this is more familiar, is a famous comment of the Zohar HaKadosh, also Sefer Yetzirah, that the letters nega and oineg are related. A lesion and right, and a delight, nega and oineg. There's nothing worse than a nega, nothing better than oineg. That's the comment of Sefer Yetzirah. Sasema says Atzeres and Saras are related, also same letters. What's the only difference between them? Where the ayin is placed. Nega, the ayin is at the end. Oineg, the ayin is at the beginning. Saras, Atzeres, the Tzad, the Resh, and Tuf are in the same order. It's only where the ayin is. It depends on one's perspective. So one comes, he did an Avera. The letter seemed to him like a nega. The letter seemed to him like Saras. It seems to him like a Tzara. What's the role of the Tzadik through his tefillas? To rearrange it for him. To rearrange it for him, to help him see it in a different way, a different kind of a perspective. That's the role of the tzaddik. And why does it get engraved specifically on his bones? Why dafka the bones? Because atzamas is miloshen atzmias. When a person does an avera, he thinks it affected him. He thinks it affected him, that he's somehow treif, he's somehow problematic. There's a trauma that remains with the person. So what is the Rebbe's role? To heal the bones, to heal the atzmias, to reshape his image, to help the person see you're still something that's in, you're still a holy Jew, you're still a kind of neshama shenasat to be tahirahi. That's the role of the Rebbe, what he's attempting to do. The tzaddik is attempting to rearrange the letters, to rearrange the person's perspective on this issue. I guess in a kind of a therapeutic way, in order to help the person heal his bones, to heal his asmias, his self-image. That's what's happening over here. Rabbi Nachman bases it on a Gemara Masechta Saita. We're probably familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara says that throughout the time that the Klal Yisrael was traveling in the Midbar, the Atzamos of Yehuda were rattling around. Because Yosef made Klal Yisrael take a Shavua to bring back his bones to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And it wasn't only Yosef, it was all of the Shvatim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only carrying around the Atzamos of Yosef, he was carrying around all of the Atzamos of the Shvatim. So the Gemara says in Masechta Saita, the Atzamos of Yehuda were rattling around. They were rattling around. Until Moshe Rabbeinu reminded HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'zayis Yehuda, remember that which Yehuda did? Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. What did Yehuda do? He confessed his Avera. V'tayim Yehuda tzad kamimeni. So Moshe Rabbeinu reminded HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yehuda confessed. And since Moshe Rabbeinu reminded HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yehuda confessed, it was Ki'ilu Yehuda was confessed before Moshe Rabbeinu. All tzaddikim are somehow linked to the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned that before. That's why every time a tzaddik says something or an amora says something that's right, we say Moshe Shaper Kamarta. We say Moshe, you said good. Why do we call every amora Moshe? Because every amora says something right is like a nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu. So over here, Yehuda was Ki'ilu confessing before Moshe Rabbeinu. And what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu reminded the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he confessed? His bones became reunited. The bones went back into the joints and into the sockets, and all of a sudden those bones stopped rattling around. What happened? Yehuda was broken up over this Avera when he confessed it before Moshe Rabbeinu, so all of a sudden he healed. It was healed. His image was healed. And that's the role of what the tzaddik is supposed to do when a person confesses these kinds of things, not to use a chas v'shalom manipulative way, and not even just to be a listening ear, which is important. That's for sure good. You always need to have a chava like that. It's this be havidanis called adam akav sechus. Help the person see. No, you're still a good guy. You're still a good guy. And even the avera that you did is lav davka all bad. Lav davka all bad. Of course, it was wrong. You shouldn't have done it. But there's a positive thing that could be derived from it. Rabbi Nachman quotes the Gemara, the pasuk in Parshas Matos. The pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael took over the kelim from the Midyanim, they had to kasher them. So kol asher tava ba'esh, kol asher yava ba'esh, tavir ba'esh v'taher. Anything that was used with dry heat had to be kasher with dry heat. From there, we derive libun. You take over an apartment. There's a treif oven. You have to kasher it. How do you kasher it? It was used through dry heat. You kasher it through dry heat. Kibo o kach polto. Says Rabbi Nachman, that kol asher yava ba'esh, tavir ba'esh v'taher. What is the role of the tzaddik? A person doesn't have air with the esh of desire. What is he there? What is he supposed to show the individual? Look at this desire that you have, this shuka that you have. That's an amazing thing. Channel it now in the right direction. So a person did an avera, say, yeah, that's not all bad. It's not all bad. It's wrong with the way that you expressed it, but put it in a positive direction. They quote like that from the Baal Shem Tov, everything that Rabbi Nachman, a lot of these sites are based on the Baal Shem Tov. So there's another teaching from the Baal Shem Tov appears in Toldos Yaakov Yosef on Parshas Boak, that the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Lasa Lava Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzirah. Yeah, that's what we say in Chad Gadya. Va'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'shachat l'malach ha'movis. That's based in the Gemara in Sukkah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzirah. Says the Baal Shem Tov, doesn't mean the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove the Yetzirah. If we remove the Yetzirah, Klal Yisrael won't accomplish anything. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they want to remove the Yetzirah. People stop learning. People stop having children. That's not a good thing. We need the Yetzirah to be a creative, productive individual. It's those kinds of desires, if they're channeled in the right direction, that serve as an engine for a person to accomplish great things. So what is the role of the tzaddik supposed to be? Or what does it mean when a Kadosh Baruch Hu shechs the Yetzirah? It means the bad side of it. But we still need it in order to channel it for the positive. So too, when the person confesses their averus before the tzaddik, what is the tzaddik supposed to say to him? Tzaddik supposed to say, put your bones back together. No, you're atzmius, you're a good guy. This is not you. This is something that you did, but you're fundamentally a person who's tar. And more than that, it's true you did something negative. It's true that, it was expressed in the wrong direction, but the yesod is tahar. That energy, that desire, that chukka that you have, that charisma, that excitement, that you still need that. Hold on to that. You have it. It's a good thing. Channel it now in the right direction. And if by doing so, a person can rearrange the avera. The avera was an engraved, letters on the person's atzomas. You can rearrange it from something that is tameh into something that is tahar. All right.